Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Pam Danziger is our guest. Unitymarketingonline.com is her website. All of her books there are there, including her new one, Shops That Pop. It's all about the affluent spending, money that's being spent by the affluent, including millennials. Some of them are affluent, aren't they, Pam?
Yeah, well, some of them are getting, they're reaching their peak in terms of income, which happens about 35 mm-hmm. to 55 years of age, and they're now, the leading edge is just 37 this year. So mm-hmm. they're starting to, to gain momentum in terms of their earning power.
So when we're marketing to them, whatever we knew, thought, understood, proved
right.
was germane to baby boomers is almost totally useless for millennials, isn't it?
Right. They have an entire kind of economy that is so different. I mean, it's an internet economy. It's a social media driven economy. It is a maker economy. They have an entire different economy than the one that most of us operate in.
And
I think it's like really important for us to learn about their economy.
But possessions. Collecting things, anything.
No.
I mean, if you ever say to a millennial, and this will hold its value, or it'll be a collectible, or people, you'll be able to sell this for a lot more in 10 years from now, that means nothing to them.
Yeah,
I'm not saying they don't want quality, but if you try to appeal to their future, they can't imagine that something they own today in the future is going to be somebody else's past. They can't imagine that they would be interested in what they bought today.
Right.
Because they're not interested in what you bought yesterday.
It's true. They live in the now, and they're very instant gratification focused. And again, instant gratification really is not that gratifying because you get happiness from working and saving and anticipating purchases rather than them just buying and buying and buying. So, so many things that they're doing are really counterproductive in terms of achieving lifetime goals, again, like marriage. Marriage really does help. It helps society, and it makes people happier, and it makes people live longer.
It's been,
but it's choosing,
almost against natural law, isn't it, the way that this behavior.
It's true. It's true. And, if you don't learn from the past, you're destined to repeat it. And I think that this generation is just ignoring, the tried and true, learning mm-hmm. from civilization for, 10,000 years or so.
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. Well, and one thing I always like to remember to say, and I mean this, I mean it every time. They're probably the best human beings we've ever raised because they're the most unpretentious people. They're the most – their values are very high. And so I love being around them for a lot of reasons, partly because of that. But the problem that I think they have is for some reason – I don't know where this came from. They have very little regard for anything that's associated with tradition – or legacy, or institutions, or things like that. They don't, or including respect for people that they should have respect for.
Right, right. Well, and I think it's the nature of youth in a way. I mean, seeing the gun march over the past weekend.
Right.
I mean, it's like they sort of look at this problem and think it's a simple problem to solve.
Mm-hmm.
If you just ban these
mm-hmm.
guns and it's like, and the NRA, which is an institution,
right.
is
right.
the problem. And it's like, it's just, none of this is simple. The problem is the people. It's the problem
right.
is, you know, it's
that's
not
right.
the guns that are the problem.
That's,
it's the people that are the problem.
Well, that's right. The other thing is what I wonder about is this going to shift? For example, right now, a 35-year-old millennial, if they did what the past generations would be doing, they would be buying 3,000 square foot houses to house their two or three children, right? But mm-hmm. they're
right.
not. So
right.
my question is that going to happen in 10 years? Is it going to happen in their 40s? And so what's going to happen, talking about luxury, what's going to happen to all these houses that are not being built right? And the houses that are for sale that in these subdivisions, are we going to have ghost town subdivisions? What do you think?
I believe so. I mean, they're choosing, generally, they are choosing to live in smaller houses, which makes a lot of sense.
Urban.
Yeah, and more urban. And yes, I believe that all these McMansions that are out there are ultimately going to, young people do not want to live in their parents' or their grandparents' house. Mm-hmm. They want their own houses. So, it does have tremendous implications as we look down in the future. And I don't know what the answer is, but when they do buy a house, they want to buy the best appliance that they can afford.
But this is not a good time to become a wedding planner, right? Or to be selling wedding products? Would you agree with that?
I would definitely agree with that.
Yeah.
It's one of the things, in my research, I said, if it's $35,000 is what you invest in a wedding, maybe that's a really good one-time investment for these young people
to make
it
happen. UnityMarketingOnline.com is the website. Hey, Pam, good job today. Come back soon.
Oh, I would love to be back.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Pam Danziger, ladies and gentlemen. We love having her on the show. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.